Nevada's state animal has been afflicted by disease for decades. While bighorn sheep populations across the West are nowhere near historic levels, conservationists have successfully boosted numbers. They've done it by relocating healthy sheep to different mountain habitat to form new herds. KUNR's Kathleen Masterson recently went out on a bighorn sheep capture and relocation, and she's here to talk about it with me. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So why are bighorn sheep populations at risk?
Yeah, well, basically, bighorn sheep are vulnerable to a form of pneumonia that's from domestic sheep. They first got exposed when Europeans colonized the West. And what would happen is the occasional domestic sheep would wander off, come into contact with a herd, and it is spread by air. You know, when they cough, the bacteria would get into the other sheep. Sometimes a wild ram would wander off in search of a new lady friend and then encounter domestic sheep. So there's a lot of overlap, and it was really killing off the herds. And while the pneumonia does kill most bighorn sheep and their lambs, biologists are now finding out that some wild sheep can survive the pneumonia. And that's actually a bad thing because it means they become carriers of the disease and then they can wipe out their whole herd. And then just for perspective, a sense of how devastating it's been, biologists estimate that when Lewis and Clark reached the West in 1805, there were over 1 million bighorn sheep, and now there are about 85,000 across the West.
How is the bighorn sheep population in Nevada doing right now?
Yeah, so they've been actually relocating across the West and in Nevada, translocating sheep for over 4 decades, and that has boosted numbers, and the operations have gotten more sophisticated in recent decades. These bighorn are pretty resilient, so when they relocate about 30 animals, they actually have started new herds with success. That said, there have been some pretty significant die-offs that have happened, both in Nevada and across the West. For example, here in the Ruby Mountains in 2009, a herd got pneumonia and 91% of them died, leaving only about 15 animals. So while they have really boosted numbers from about 3,000 sheep in Nevada to 12,000 now, there's still a pretty significant risk that when pneumonia hits a herd that they could die out. And then a small point, but there are actually different subspecies of bighorn sheep. And in doing the relocations, the biologists have tried to select which subspecies would fit the terrain and habitat best. So bighorn in Nevada have come from as far as the Canadian Rockies to California and shorter trips from other parts of Nevada, like southern Nevada desert bighorn.
So you went to this capture. What was that experience like for you?
It was pretty intense. I will say the teams involved were so experienced that they really made it run quite smoothly. But what they're doing is they are flying this helicopter over the other side of the mountain from where we were and actually using a net gun. It probably has a radius of like 15 feet, the net, in a big circle. And they shoot it out, capture the animal. Then a guy kind of comes down from the helicopter and actually goes over to the sheep and hobbles them so they don't kick around, and actually blindfolds them, which helps calms them down, attaches them to a sling, and then they're airlifted from that helicopter over to our side, where we're probably 30 to 40 volunteers were waiting. The whole operation is in silence, so it's kind of calming. The volunteers just run over.
Why silence?
Good question. Basically, the sheep can get really stressed out. It's already going to be a very stressful experience, and hearing humans talking at normal level would cause them to further overheat. So they run over, grab the sheep, bring them over to the processing tables where the vets can kind of give them a little IV, a little saline. If they are overheated, that can help cool them down. They can also give them a calming drug, and they check them to make sure that they don't have any visible diseases. This population, I should say, has already been tested for pneumonia. So they know that the animals that they're sourcing don't have the disease when they move them to the new location. So it's pretty intense. Then they put them in a trailer, and we actually drove it was about 70 miles to the new home for them, up this really super rugged road. I couldn't believe the trailer could make it up. And they just opened that door, and within moments, they kind of come flying out of the trailer and disappeared.
So are there any other ways to bolster sheep population?
It's a great question. One of the things scientists are working on is actually developing what they sort of call a sheep side test, which basically means that they could test for pneumonia in the field and then deal with any animals who were sick right then and there. That would be a lot easier because if it was limited to just one individual, they could remove that individual from the population. They have considered vaccinating sheep, but in terms of bighorn, that would just be very unwieldy, expensive, and unlikely to get all of the sheep. And that said, they're also working with local sheep herders to develop some new protocols for what happens if there is a known interaction. So if a sheep herder sees one of his or her sheep wandering off, they can alert biologists that there has been that potential encounter. Or if they see a wild sheep come into their herd, they can alert biologists right away, and biologists can come and take care of that animal so it doesn't go back and wipe out its entire herd. So there are a lot of preventative measures that can be taken, but in terms of boosting numbers, they've had some good success with the relocations.
Kathleen Masterson is a reporter for KUNR Public Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
You can find Kathleen's in-depth radio reporting as well as dramatic video of the bighorn sheep capture and relocation at KUNR.org.